Okay, we are on the top of Chavav, Amud Aleph, Nedarim. So we are going to now see Rava has perhaps a different explanation than Rava did. Some portion of it is just qualifying what Rava said. So it's like this. Rava Omer de Kule Alma. Kule Alma, I mean, the Machloik is Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. El them agree. Kol Hecha de Omer, in a case where the guy said, Il Hayisi Odeya. Had I known Sha'ab ben Echem, if my fault was amongst this whole group of you, right, Hayis Yom, I would have changed what I said. Ploni of Ploni Asurim. The first thing I would have said is, you guys, so-and-so, you're usur to eat my figs. Va'ab mutter, but my father's allowed to. In this case, if that's what he would have said, everybody agrees, in this case, kulam mutarim, then everyone's going to be allowed. It's mutter for everybody. The machlok is between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rava's explanation, is when the guy says the following. Ilu ha'isi yodeya sha'ab v'neichem. Had I known my father was amongst you guys in the same group, ha'isi omer, I would have said the following. Kulechem asurim, all of you are going to be asur. And then the last thing where it says, chutz me'aba, with the exception of my father. So why is that the machlokis? So he explains, it's based upon a machlokis elsewhere between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. If a person would say two statements, and they're a contradiction, so which statement do we follow? Do we follow the first statement, or do we follow the second statement? So the Beis Shammai saw below Rebbe Meir. Beis Shammai holds like Rebbe Meir, who says, do we follow the first statement which you made? So in other words, a person's going to say that this animal is an olo, this animal is a shlomim, so it can't be both. So according to Rabbi Meir, his sheet is based upon a Gemara Mishnah in Temura Chafayim Beis. He holds, we grab the first lashon, meaning the first thing you say is what counts. So in that sense, so too, that's the way Beis Shammai holds. Originally, what did the guy say? The guy said originally, all of you are going to be awesome from eating. Right, so that's what we hold by. That's his effective statement. So everyone's going to be usur. Ah, he added on except for my father. So that's really just clarifying what he meant in the first statement. Right, he's just saying my father's not included when I said that all you're going to be usur. Okay, and the contrast is Beis Hillel saw below Rabbi Yossi. Beis Hillel would hold like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds when you have two statements that are contradictory, you can't say two things b'bas achas. You can't say two things at once. So Rabbi Yossi holds the omer b'gmar devar of nitfas. We hold after the last thing you say. The second part of your statement is the main thing. So the fact that you changed it, right? First, the way he formulated it, he says, my father is excluded from this. That means that really, it's like canceling part of your nether. And once you cancel part of your nether, then the whole thing falls apart. So that's the way that Rava is learning. Se'ese Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa has a kasha on this explanation of Rava. So on today's Amud, we'll just get to the kasha. We'll have to wait till tomorrow on Amud Beis to see what exactly how Rava would respond to Rav Papa. So let's just get the kasha today. Ketzad, right? Kesed Om Rabbi Akiva, Neder Shehut Mixaso Hut Kulo. This idea we just said, that if when you mat your part of it, the whole thing falls off. It's a Mishnah on Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. So the guy said, for example, like this. Konem Sheni Nehene Kulechem. The property always konem for me, and I'm not going to get any benefit. Hutter Echad Mehem, but if one of them was allowed to, then Hutter Kulam. All of them, for whatever reason, now they be. One guy, for whatever reason, one guy, he became loud, everyone's going to be loud. But what about the different case? If the guy would say it like this, She'eni nehena lo lezeh, v'lo lezeh v'lezeh. I'm not going to get any benefit from this guy or from that guy. Hutra harishon, the first guy, now becomes permitted for him to use it. Hutra kulam, right? Then all of them are now allowed to use it. So that's the second part of the Mishnah. Again, the first one was, he says, then that kulechem, okay? And if one of them became allowed, then everybody becomes mutter. The second case we just said is if he specifies who it is. If one, the first guy became allowed, then all of them allowed. The last, the third part of the Mishnah is as follows. Hutra ha'achron, if the last guy alone is the one who becomes mutter to use it, allowed. Ha'achron mutter v'kula hoin asurin. Then only he's allowed to, but everyone else is osir. So Rav's going to speak out, right? What's objecting to Rava? Because Rava said, if you if you qualified your statement, said, no, really, I would have said that all you're osir except for my father, right? Everyone agreed that everyone except the father is osir. But when he says, no, I would so-and-so, right? Plony and Plony, they're the ones who are osir, my father's permitted. That's what the machlok is based, Hilbe Shammai. So now, Rav says like this, Bishleim l'Rabba, I understand Rabba, Mokim la l'Reisha da'amrit l'Zev l'Zev. Because according to Rabba's explanations, and Rekiva's first part of the Reisha, when the guy says, I'm not going to benefit, benefit from all of them is going to be mutter, that's a case where the guy retracted. He said, no, I meant to say this guy and this one, but not of so-and-so. It's konar to me. That works very well according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. V'seifa da'amrit kulechem, and the seifa of the Mishnah, that's the case where the guy said that the acharon is going to be mutter, right? But the iser for everyone else still remains in effect. So that's the guy when the guy retracted and says, no, all of you, use konim for me except for one of you. So according to the opinion of Rabbah, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that in this case, the guy who stayed his neder is permitted to get hanah only from the one he excluded from it. Ela ledidach, but according to you, Rava. Now, Rava, you said that if the guy said Eli, see, if I'd known that so and so were osir, right? If I would have known, right, that everyone was there, then so and so would have been osir, right? But my father's been mutter, and you said Rava that everyone is maskim in that case, that everyone's going to be allowed to. And really, the way you learned up is the machlok is only when you said that all you are fine, all you're osir except for my father. So bishleim reisha mokim la da'amel kulechem. So we'll understand the reisha of Rabbi Akiva. The case where the guy retracts and says the property of all you is going to be konum except for that of my father. Right, and in any type of hanah for him is going to be allowed. That works according to Beis Hillel. But Ella, now on the top of Amud Beis, sefer d'amr lezeh v'lazeh. In the sefer where the guy said, for you and for you are going to be osir to eat the figs, Rabbi Akiva he, right? And you're saying it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, because you're saying the halachas are giving over his name. Am I pligi rabbanan alei? So why would the rabbanan argue on that? Right? You said that everyone agrees that you are allowed to get that. When the person who took the neder explains what he meant, he says, that means lezev lezev, this one or that one. So that is Rav Papa's Kasha on Rava. And in the next shir, we'll figure out what Rava's response is going to be to Rav Papa's Kasha.